First as a student and then as an educator, Rocky Rohwedter became increasingly focused on two interlocking global issues, climate change and poverty. So he went looking for dual solutions.
How are people addressing poverty in their own communities, but doing it in a way that has a low carbon footprint? Are there successful models around the world that we can all learn from? And if so, what are they? What do they look like? And lo and behold, there are dozens and dozens and dozens all over the place and more popping up every day.
These ideas and actions are the subject of the former Sonoma State Professor of Environmental Studies' new book, which he has titled Ecological Handprints, and they all share some key characteristics.
Whether it's building fuel-efficient stoves in a local community with local resources, engaging local labor and expertise, involving the women directly and understanding how stoves should be designed, it is a ground-level, hands-on, very community-based approach. It's an inside-out perspective.
Rohwedter likes to cite the example of the Solar Sisters, women in sub-Saharan Africa who sell solar-powered lanterns to neighbors in remote villages as an affordable alternative to noxious kerosene lamps.
It starts with the fact that you don't have to, as a poor individual, have collateral or capital in order to buy one of these lanterns. You make a monthly installment for a few months. That installment is designed to be less than what you were previously paying for kerosene. So the end user is immediately making money. Now they have a light that's much brighter, lasts as long as they need it through the evening, won't burn their house down or hurt their children. The kids aren't breathing noxious fumes. They go to school the next day healthy instead of coughing. The teacher's lessons can get through better. It's just tremendous upsides all around.
Not the least of which is empowering those women.
These women now have jobs, and jobs for women in sub-Saharan Africa is a big deal. These women are also taught how to repair these lanterns and be part of the service industry as well. The ecological impacts and the poverty impacts of inefficient cooking or these lanterns or lack of access to water, these things disproportionately impact women and children. So women are highly catalyzed to make a difference in these areas, and when they get organized and focused, look out.
Each of Rohwedter's handprints grew out of specific local conditions and resources, yet he says they also have key elements that can be applied widely to other situations.
Starts with lanterns, maybe a little bit later it builds up to a microgrid, small grids in rural communities where people are purchasing kilowatt hours of solar power using their cell phones. Again, each place is unique, but if you look at this notion of affordability and micropayments, pay as you go, that's a pretty profound idea that's extremely transferable.
Ecological Handprints is published as an inexpensive ebook, which also allowed him to include important links for those who want to know more.
Whether it's lighting or cooking or water or any of the other areas where these ecological handprint models exist, there are many organizations out there that are continuing to research, catalog, and evaluate. So I want to introduce people to this powerful, important message that there are people getting themselves out of poverty in ecological sound ways, document how they're doing it and how they're successful at it, and then invite everybody to figure out how they can be part of it.
Rohwedter's book is available online for just $3 at ecologicalhandprints.org. I'm Bruce Robinson for KRCB's North Bay Report.